cloudy skies and a 66.
It's 8:11 timer. It's the crazy world of Bruce and Craig this morning here on the WEOL Morning Show. Coupon Queen Rachel Critch joining us 8:40 this morning with some good money lessons. But right now we're going to – sometimes you have money to burn, Craig, do you? I'm just working my
Not
way
today.
Into a good segue here this morning. The 8th Annual Firefish Festival is coming up on Saturday, September 16th in downtown Lorain. It's between 5th and 7th Street on and off Broadway in a lot of different alleys, as they like to call them. Culmination of the celebration of all Firefish arts programs for 2023. It's a big free event. And, of course, the big part of this is the signature burning of the Firefish. There's a parade, pageantry, and a lots more. And we have with us the artist this morning who is going to be creating this year's Firefish, Daniel McNamara. Good morning, Daniel. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Now, you come into town, and what, you get a lot of help. I understand you get students and other people to help out build this Firefish, and I understand from reading that you were there for the first one, right? You created the first Firefish.
I was there on the first year, and I remember we built it with Lorain students who were working with the summer programming, and we built a fish, and it was their idea really to build a lot of the kind of meaning around it. They had really come up with a really interesting storytelling around having a fish that transformed and having fire be a part of it. And then when James Levin, one of the founding fathers of the Firefish Festival, who really said, we got to burn that thing. And then it was history began. We realized it was going to be a Lorain tradition every year to burn a fish.
Now you've done fish, not all of them, but a number of them. Talk about this year's fish and what, when you come up with a concept or what ideas you have when you try to create something new and unique, what's it like?
Well, you know, this particular festival is such an interesting arts project because it's really like almost the meaning is something that's really just been there every year that I've done it. It's something that is something just kind of core, meaningful, and cathartic about building a giant art piece with community and with people involvement and having it evolve every year depending on who's participating and where we do it. But then to have this thing that has become a part of the core part, which is to just put it up into flames with a pyro show and to have people witness that and to participate in that in various ways. And so every year the meaning kind of comes from that, which is this just core practice that feels like it's something that has really fed people in Lorain. It feeds me in my work and in my life. Build something that I don't have to store, I don't have to sell, I don't have to give it any place to live. It doesn't need to know where to go. It just is built in order to be seen and then set up in flames. And this year's theme is transcending darkness and light, to really play with the ideas. Some years the fish has been things we want to burn and get rid of. Some years the fish has been representing things we want to save or transform. And this year we're really playing with the theme that all of these things are a part of it. It's about letting go. It's about holding on. It's about release. It's about transformation, all of it included.
What kind of material is it made out of?
So this year we are really doing a very special year in the sense that other years it's really been specifically a burn. And this year for a lot of different reasons, and we are really it's focusing on we're going to have a very special, it'll be different year, but we have a metal fish underlayment skeleton that is the base of the whole thing that is holding it together, which is new this year. We really had Skylar White with his Ohio Burn Unit, who's one of the core also people who makes this festival happen, and he and his crew helped build this underlayment, which is a skeleton. And then the main materials are just grass, a strong grass called bamboo, which is a grass. It's not really, there's no wood in it. And paper. And it's going to be a very light and very almost just like a fleeting fish that is something that is not made of any really strong, durable materials or anything, which is part of the fun of it.
Talking this morning with Daniel McNamara, the Firefish artist, creating the Firefish. What type of art do you normally do, and where's your studio that you have?
Well, I make all kinds of different arts. I'm a very non-denominational artist.
Multimedia, I think they call it, maybe. Or
all the boxes that they're attempted, you know, interdisciplinary artist or non-specializing artist. I've done lots of different things from parade works to music to public to theater works. I've done some work with a lot of work with Cleveland Public Theater when I used to live in Cleveland. Now I live in southern Vermont, so a lot of my work involves working in rural environments or with friends. We do a lantern parade, and we do site-specific performance work out in the woods in Vermont, or in, we did a big, huge, beautiful parade in Brattleboro for a dear friend of ours who passed away this year, and that was a big, big arts practice work for me. That was part of my work varies, all different kinds of things.
We've got a lantern parade in this year's Firefish Festival. Will you be part of it?
Yeah, will I be part of it?
Yeah, will you be leading the troops?
Oh, yes, every year in that parade, I'm in there. We've got a brass band. We've got a whole bunch of people. We want anybody who can come who wants to participate. And every year, the parade and the lead-up into the fish is a big part of the whole ritual. It's really an opportunity for anyone to come, bring the family, participate, pick up a piece of to participate, or just join us in the procession as we walk with the heart of the firefish, which we have, which is a metal stove that survives the fire. And it goes through the parade into the fish, and I'll be there, and we want anybody who can come participate. It's really a special event.
I see that you also got North Point Ballet creating a burn circle, so you bring another artistic expression to that moment, too.
That's right. We've got, really one of the fun things is that there is the specific event of the burning of the fish or the flare of the fish, and that's a part of the event, but we also have, it's an opportunity for people to see arts work, dance work. We've had choruses, we've had songs, we've had, and this year we have North Point Ballet bringing a really special programming for that moment, which is great.
It's a big day event. Again, it's a free event coming up Saturday, September 16th, downtown Lorain. It begins around 2 o'clock. They have all different areas right between 5th and 7th Street, kind of off to the side of Broadway, the different alleys. Do you get a chance to kind of stroll through and sort of, I don't know, pick up inspiration, just sort of see what other folks are involved with?
Yes, usually, hopefully. If I'm not doing last-minute things on the fish to make sure everything's okay, usually by the time the festival hits go, I can just relax and I can go and see some of the artists, see some of the different installations, and I can get a chance to enjoy the festival myself, which is great. As an artist, sometimes we don't get to see other people's work because we're so busy on our own.
Right. Well, I'm thinking last minute touches. You're thinking to yourself, this will get burned anyway. Nobody will see it by tomorrow. But, when do you know that you think I got enough? It's enough, in other words.
Well, I guess that's it. It's really part of the practice of it it has a certain finishing point it does have to get to before it burns, and that sometimes is not exactly always clear, but I know when I really see that it's finally done, all the parts are sealed up and it's ready and it's strong enough. Sometimes we have issues with wind, it's a big paper and bamboo structure, and sometimes if the wind is really strong, I'm doing a little bit of last minute reinforcement and just making sure everything is solid, because people like to come see the fish, take photos in front of the fish before it goes up. It's become a thing that's really, I got to be there. That's my priority.
How big is this?
Well, this year we have the bamboo and the paper. It's you can see it from far away, and it's definitely. I think we're looking at this year. It's definitely taller than a human and larger than a car.
Very, very good description of that. Very good. And it'll be out for display. Like, what's its lifespan? I guess, in other words, what time do you put it out there so people can come around, as you say, take pictures with it, look at it, kind of get a chance to see all sides of it and that sort of thing?
It'll be out there all day on the festival day. So by 2 o'clock festival day, when we open the grounds and people are coming through, we'll have the fish there ready to roll, ready to go.
Wow. What did you think the first year when they thought to have an experience, an artistic experience like this? And have you ever seen anything like this before?
I used to be a member of a theater company up in Vermont, and a big part of what we did was had spectacles, and historically they did big outdoor performances that culminated usually in a burn of something, which was a big part of the inspiration for another big festival that happens on the West Coast. It's now getting some fame for problems, Burning Man, I've never been to Burning Man myself, but I know that Skylar White, Hoyle Burn Union, that's part of his inspiration. He's been a part of this thing of watching something get built and watching something grow and then having it go up in flames. It's something, it feeds something kind of core in our human nature to really let go of something and not cling on to it and to see the power of destruction and creation all in one go. There's something magic about that.
Right, and you sort of, in a sense, sometimes you see it come to life with the fire. That's what it does when it happens.
Exactly, exactly. It really is. It can be very. It's a rewarding culmination for a big arts piece, and it also liberates me as an artist to create it kind of as big as I can, and without worries about where's it going, because it's all whatever goes in there. I know it's going to be released, and then I know that that's the next practice next year. It's just it's become a ritual.
Wow, it's great. The 8th annual Firefish Festival again is coming up Saturday, September 16th, downtown Lorain. It's a free, fun event. All sorts of artists from. Comedy, DJs, there's, of course, obviously a lot of food for folks that are coming out as well to enjoy, but see some artists and meet some folks who are very creative, and it all culminates with the burning of the firefish at 8 p.m. Daniel, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing, and I'll let you get back to work on creating more for that fish.
Hey, thanks so much. Yep, got skin to wrap it and all the stuff to do. Today's a good long day, crunch time. Thanks a lot for having me, Bruce. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Excited to see everybody at Firefish.
Yeah, absolutely. Firefish Festival, again, the 8th annual event. Very artistic and fun. And, Craig, I was up there, too, with the... Why is that our go-to fire song?
Well, you could do the Ohio Players,
fire,
but...
right? And isn't there
there's
a
just
Pointer
something
Sisters
about this song?
About fire or something like that? Or
you know, I like this tune from the day it came out.
Jumping... Do I need to? We should have played the very beginning of it, though, right? That's the important part, right? That's
well, we could do that.
Of hellfire.
Yeah.
And I bring you fire.
That's crazy. That crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Yep.
I just